First, an update on the latest news on the Waukesha Water Diversion Proposal. The Great Lakes Compact voted to allow Waukesha to ask for Great Lakes water since the city is within a county that straddles the lake's basin area.
Now, Waukesha officials are analyzing a plan from the city of Milwaukee. The other offer on the table is from Oak Creek, and Waukesha should know in a few months which area will supply their Lake Michigan-sourced drinking water.
Chuck Kornbach joins us now. He's WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. Chuck, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Before we get into the details of the dueling deals here, remind us why Waukesha needs an alternative source of water, ultimately looking at Lake Michigan.
And that duel is being fought with water pistols, I think. The issue, again, is radium in Waukesha's water supply, a contaminant that is a potential cancer causer. Waukesha has been on their deadline of about next year to do something about this, and this was their plan they ultimately decided on, was to get lake water from Lake Michigan.
And now this deal is approved by the Great Lakes Compact. The question, I guess, now is where does the water come from exactly? How does it get to Waukesha? What were the possible deals on the table?
Right. Well, Oak Creek, a suburb of Milwaukee County, just a little ways south of city of Milwaukee, won a sort of a three-way competition a year or two ago between the city of Milwaukee, the city of Racine as a water supplier, and Oak Creek. But the Oak Creek is 20, 25 miles from Waukesha. Waukesha is going to have to build a pipe to Oak Creek's inland water system about 25 blocks in from the lake, and that's more costly than it would be to get the city water from the city of Milwaukee. You know, but all along it had kind of looked like that was what's going to happen, that Oak Creek would get the deal. I did tour the Oak Creek site with some journalists from the Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources back in January, and the Oak Creek general manager, Mike Sullivan, said, listen, we're not banking our future on serving Waukesha. If we don't serve Waukesha, we're doing just great. We're here to serve them, but not relying on them, I guess. So, you know, that sort of told me that, okay, Oak Creek is not going to bend over backwards for this deal, and there isn't a deal yet between Oak Creek and Waukesha.
And Milwaukee, it sounds like people, at least in headline writers, have used the word surprise to describe Milwaukee coming out with a new offer. Is it that surprising?
Well, Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee, with whom I spoke today at midday, said, listen, I've said for some time now that we're available to supply water to Waukesha ever since the Great Lakes Compact Group, the group representing governors, last year reduced the footprint, the service area where Waukesha would use this water. Barrett had been concerned about fueling with water growth in Waukesha County, but now he's content, he says, that it would just serve basically what the law says for Waukesha and not contribute all that much to growth. Still, we asked him today, aren't you trying to elbow out Oak Creek with this offer?
Well, no, I don't think it's an elbowing out at all. I think for Oak Creek, for Waukesha, for Milwaukee, I think the best thing to happen is everyone looks at it and sees what's in their best interest.
So is this potentially a big moneymaker for Milwaukee or Oak Creek?
Well, it could be. Milwaukee has, for some decades, I think now, had an overcapacity in its water supply. Breweries have cut back, shut down, or been more efficient in using water. MillerCoors announced today it's using 15 billion fewer gallons of water. That's company-wide. So breweries are becoming more efficient. Milwaukee would like to sell water to more customers and has to other suburbs in the basin, but they would like to sell to Waukesha, I think, for some money. Oak Creek says, as I said, could gain money, but says, listen, we're okay if we don't sell to Waukesha.
Any idea when Waukesha is going to make a choice?
Well, the water utility general manager, Dan Dukniak, spoke with him briefly this afternoon. He said hopefully later this summer, by early fall, he'll have a recommendation. He and his water board will have a recommendation for the Waukesha Common Council.
Chuck, thanks for bringing us up to date on this long-running saga.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Kornbach, WPR reporter in Milwaukee. He joined us for an update on the latest news on the plan to divert Lake Michigan drinking water to Waukesha.
Now we're turning to another water topic. On Friday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released proposed rules that require stronger manure management practices in many Wisconsin counties. These rules are aimed at protecting groundwater from contamination.
Scott Lasser joins us now for more on these new proposed rules. He's a water quality specialist at Clean Wisconsin. Scott, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, and thanks for having us.
Well, what would change if these proposed rules went through as written?
Well, the draft rules basically have some new requirements for manure spreading, and they're really focused on the most vulnerable areas of the state. So there are parts of northeast Wisconsin where we have really shallow soils, and you don't have to go down very far, and you hit rock. And it turns out that that rock up there also has a lot of cracks and fissures and holes in it. And what happens is when we put things on the surface, like manure, that have pathogens and other contaminants in them, and we get rain, they can really easily get down into the groundwater and contaminate community members' wells. And some of the recent research that's been done up there has shown that contamination can happen very quickly, in a matter of hours sometimes after a rainstorm. So that vulnerable landscape is where these rules are focused, and what they will do is try to move manure application away from private wells and community wells and other areas like sinkholes, which make it really easy for surface water to get down into the ground. They'll also reduce the rate, the amount, basically, of manure that can go out at any one time, which will help reduce risk.
This applies to multiple counties, but Kewaunee County is where a lot of this story has been told. With the geological features you just mentioned, I think something like a 5-to-1 ratio of cows to humans in that county as well. Can you talk about the water situation in Kewaunee County and how these rules might change things?
The water situation in Kewaunee County, as I think a lot of people have heard about, is difficult, and there are a lot of residents up there who don't have clean water right now. There was some research conducted by a couple of people from the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, and UW Oshkosh over the last couple of years that found a high rate of well contamination, and not just, things like cryptosporidium, which I think a lot of people have heard about because we had a significant outbreak of that in Milwaukee a while back, and salmonella and some E. coli and pathogens that can really make people sick. And so the fact that those are appearing in people's wells is a big issue. And what these rules will hopefully do is, as I said, require farms to keep that manure farther away from people's wells and other vulnerable features, put less out at a time, and also focus on when it's going out. Because one of the things we've learned from research is that there are better times of year and there are more risky times of year to put that manure out. And in terms of putting it out, when you've got a dry spell versus right before a rain, that can also make a big difference. So what DNR is hoping to do with these rules and what we want to see done is some changes to these manure practices that are still going to let farmers farm and still put manure out, but really do things to reduce the risk and ultimately see people have cleaner water.
We're talking to Scott Lasser from Clean Wisconsin about newly proposed clean drinking water rules from the state DNR.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think about these proposed rules? Would you feel safer about your drinking water with these rules in place? If you're a farmer, how do you think these proposed rules will affect you? Call in now at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're picking up our conversation now with Scott Lasser from Clean Wisconsin about the proposed clean drinking water rules from the Wisconsin DNR.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. These rules affect 15 Wisconsin counties, including Kewaunee County. They affect issues about, in particular, manure spreading in vulnerable areas, possible contamination to wells. Is this an issue that has affected you that you're living with now, whether it's your well you're concerned about, or if you're a farmer yourself? Do you have worries, or do you think these rules would be a good idea? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Scott, one thing that seems interesting, as I understand it, usually water quality rules, farming rules are one size fits all for the state. These rules key in on 15 counties. Is that unusual?
It's a first for this particular provision in our state laws. And so basically the rules that govern manure management across the state also have a provision that basically says if there are circumstances where meeting water quality standards are particularly challenging, then the DNR has additional authority to write different rules. And that's really what this is. So these are referred to by DNR and others as targeted performance standards, and they're meant to acknowledge that Kewaunee County has some more vulnerable areas and more vulnerable drinking water, and that we're going to need to do things differently up there if we want to give people access to clean water.
What about the 14 other counties on this list? What were the criteria used to select which these rules would apply to?
So the criteria don't go by political boundaries. They are based on a lot of science that's been done, and it's really based on the kind of rock that's underneath and the amount of soil that is on top. So there are parts of all of those counties that have some shallow soil and this particular rock underneath, but Kewaunee is particularly vulnerable. Door County is as well, and obviously parts of those other counties. And Kewaunee is unique in that there are more of those shallow soils and there is an exceptional amount of manure that's being spread in that county. And so, as I mentioned before, the rules try to address where that manure goes, but also how much of it goes out at once, because both of those are important for reducing risk.
Let's bring in our callers now. Dick is on the line in Algoma. Hi.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Say, I've been active in working on this issue for a long time in Kewaunee County, and I think these rules and the starting of the changes are a really good step, but there's more to be done, because this issue is not just about depth to bedrock and karst formations. We've had that issue for a long, long, long time. The question and the real problem is the water. The millions and millions of gallons of water that is used in these manure pits and in their lagoons all has to be taken out and put someplace. And it is the water that carries the pathogens and viruses and pharmaceuticals and biologics and everything else used on the farm that ends up in that pit.
Dick, thanks a lot for calling and bringing that up, Scott. So not just the manure, but the water that's used in moving and storing the manure.
Dick is absolutely right. The water basically makes that manure or allows that manure to get into our groundwater faster. And one of the topics that is frequently brought up is what we can do to remove some of that water from those manure management systems. And if you look at these rules, they treat liquid manure and solid manure differently, which acknowledges that additional risk that comes with all of the water that's being added to the manure. So one of the things that we have discussed and will probably comment on and work on in the rules is that water issue, and in doing more to acknowledge that manure that has had more water to it or has had more water added to it presents more risk and requiring more stringent rules for that very dilute manure.
Dick, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Jen in Broadhead. Jen, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to voice my support for some stronger regulations. We farm, about a medium-sized farm, a diversified livestock farm, but there needs to be stronger enforcement. The DNR is severely understaffed. A lot of positions have been cut. So I totally support stronger rules, but there needs to be some better vehicles for that enforcement of stronger regulations as well.
Jen, thanks for the call. Scott, not just the rules, but more enforcement, she says.
Yep, I'm going to absolutely agree with Jen as well. And she's calling from Southwest Wisconsin, which is another vulnerable area of the state. I'm glad she brought that up. These rules at this point would not apply down there, but we have had numerous conversations with DNR and agricultural groups about that part of the state because it is vulnerable. And several of the things that we've brought up that need to happen are more research on water quality issues in southwest Wisconsin, a better understanding of what farmers are currently doing to manage manure and nutrients there, and more use and implementation of existing tools. Their DNR and our counties have more tools at their disposal to improve manure management practices, and they need to be used, and we need to do more work with farmers, both in talking about where and when and where not and when not to apply manure, and in helping them better understand and better use new tools and new practices to improve that manure management.
Jen, thanks for the call. Briefly, Scott, as we wrap up, what's the timeline for these proposed rules to become reality or not?
Yeah, so the timeline is important to mention. We're glad that they're finally out. They're something that we've been looking for since 2014 when Clean Wisconsin and Midwest Environmental Advocates first filed a Safe Drinking Water Act petition to spur action in Kewaunee County. The DNR will have a public hearing and comment period most likely in September. They haven't publicly announced that yet, but people should absolutely watch out for that. We will have information on our website, cleanwisconsin.org, about it, and I would encourage anyone and everyone, both in Kewaunee and that part of the state where the rules will apply, but also in other parts of the state, to attend those hearings and to submit comments and to speak out about it.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Scott Lasser, water quality specialist at Clean Wisconsin, talking about newly proposed rules on manure runoff from the state DNR.